I'm speaking now with Rhonda Jubenville, the new blue candidate for Chatham-Kent-Leamington. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate the opportunity.
So our first question is for you to tell us about yourself and why you are running for the Chatham-Kent-Leamington seat at Queen's Park.
Okay, thanks, Robin. A little bit about myself. I have been involved with my family's building supply company since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I've spent my whole life with my family, believe it or not, working side by side with family members. And it's taught me the values of business, economics, marketing, and how to run a business, which I think lends to help me knowing how, as a Chatham-Kent councillor, how to run a municipality, how to run a province. These are all businesses. I mean, they're on a very large scope, but they are businesses, and you have to have business sense on how to run these things. So that has helped me. I've been involved in church lay ministry for over 25 years. I've served on a community youth sports board in Chatham for over 17 years. I've served as different capacities, including president. I'm just a lowly director now, but I'm okay with that. And recently in 2022, I was elected to Chatham-Kent Municipal Council. So I have, I feel like I have a little bit of history and experience dealing in politics firsthand. In the 2022 general provincial election, I felt, as a conservative myself, I am a fiscal and social conservative. I felt a bit abandoned by the Doug Ford conservatives. So when I knew the election was coming up, I started searching to see if there was another alternative, and I found the New Blue Party, and I aligned with everything that they stood for and their values and their policies. So I became a New Blue Party member, and then the 2022 general election was called, and I applied to be the Chatham-Kent-Leamington candidate. Well, I actually applied both Lambton-Kent Middlesex and Chatham-Kent-Leamington, and they put me in Chatham-Kent-Leamington. So that's where I ran in 2022. It was our very first election, so we had a pretty good response, being a brand new party. We did better than the Greens did in their first kick at the cat. And I don't advocate for kicking cats, but just want to put that out there. Because, you know, things get misconstrued. Anyway, so I ran in that election. And then, as we all know, this is a snap election. So there hasn't been a lot of time to organize these parties. I'm sure you're hearing it from the Liberals, the NDPs, the Greens. Nobody's had time to organize candidates. So they reached out to me again and asked me if I would run again. And I said yes. So here I am.
Great. And how worried are you about the threat or the reality of tariffs being imposed by U.S. President Trump on the Ontario economy, specifically in the riding of Chatham-Kent-Leamington? And how do you plan to support local businesses?
Well, first of all, there is a lot of misinformation, and I just want to clear the air that I am very pro-Canadian. I am a very patriotic person, and I've been patriotic even maybe when it wasn't as popular, but I'm very pro-Canada. So there are some rumors out there that we're going to become the 51st state, and that's not something that I advocate for. I love my country, and I want to remain as Canada. So I just want to clear that up. The looming threats of tariffs, it is very concerning, and it would have a devastating impact on our local economy and our national economy. My family business, we deal with aluminum and steel, so it would have an effect right there, right within my own family's business. And there's other local businesses that would be affected by it as well. Groceries and agriculture, everything. There's a potential of these costs just skyrocketing and not being able to afford to live anymore. So it's something we need to take serious. But with that being said, the reasoning behind the threats are the Trump administration wants us to clear our borders up. We have a crisis that we as Canadians have not been informed of. We have been deprived of truthful and valuable information that we have a fentanyl crisis. We have an illegal immigration crisis. I believe in immigration, but I believe in responsible and legal immigration. So these are things that I'm not condoning the tariffs. I'm not saying that's the right way of handling this, but I think we need a federal leader that is absent right now. I think we need someone to meet toe-to-toe with Donald Trump and negotiate this and try to figure out how we can resolve the issues that the Trump administration has with our borders and fix it. Like, I agree. I think we do need to resolve the fentanyl crisis. It's been minimized that there's only been, 44 pounds of fentanyl found. But what people fail to realize is that that so-called minimal amount of fentanyl could kill millions of people. So I don't like the fact that they're making it sound very minor, because it's not. It has a potential to have a devastating impact if that fentanyl gets in the wrong hands, which it usually does. So I agree that we need to clear up our borders. That's something we need to do. And furthermore, Doug Ford has used this tariff threat, and this is the reason that he has called this snap election. He wants a mandate, but he already has a mandate. He has a majority government. So I think this snap election, which is going to cost upwards of $189 million, was unnecessary. And to me, it was just a guise in order for Doug Ford to secure his position for another 4 years. And I'm very disappointed that this election was even called.
Thank you for that. How do you and your party intend to address the growing crisis of affordable housing and homelessness in the riding?
So affordable housing, and I know this firsthand, it is an issue because I'm hearing it within the municipality. Affordable housing. So municipalities are creatures of the province. It's like a parent-child relationship. The province is our parent. We're the children, and we need help. We need funding, because we can't continuously be downloaded all of these issues from the province and not being provided with any kind of financial assistance to deal with it. Because if we don't, then it's on the backs of our municipal property tax owners, and we just can't sustain this anymore. We need help. So affordable housing, we need funding from the province. I would advocate, if I was elected, I would be knocking on doors and saying, Chatham, Kent, Leamington, we need help. We need help to help our people. And further, I mean, there's been so much careless spending by the Ford government. He spent $52 billion to hand out to his cronies in the electric EV battery sector. And I'm not downplaying or dismissing the people who choose to drive EV batteries, but I believe that sector might be going on a downward spiral, because there's no longer a mandate for the combustible engines to stop the production of them. So I don't know where this is going to end. So $52 billion that potentially was wasted, that could have been injected into our municipalities, into our healthcare, into our education. He spent $3 billion on the $200 incentive checks that were just recently issued. I know that $200 might have helped some families, and others, it might have been a drop in the bucket to their annual household income. But if you look at it in a broad sense, if he didn't do that and he would have used that $3 billion and injected it into our municipalities, into our education, into our healthcare, can you imagine what it would have done? So much wasteful spending from Doug Ford and his PCs that I would advocate to redirect, get it down to our municipalities and get it into the hands of the people that need it the most.
Right. And that plays into our next question of downloading. Provincial governments have been downloading costs onto municipalities for decades, forcing them to address challenging issues on the backs of municipal taxpayers. How do you support municipalities that are facing these rising costs?
Again, I would advocate, if I was elected to Queen's Park. The beauty about somebody like me being elected to a new party, I'm not beholden. I'm not beholden to Doug Ford. I wouldn't be beholden to the Liberal leader. I wouldn't be beholden to the NDP leader. I would basically, if I was fortunate enough, I don't have rose-colored glasses. I don't think we're going to form a majority or even a minority government. But I'm hopeful that perhaps a few of us will be fortunate enough to be elected to take a seat. So I'll be, you know, I would be beholden to the taxpayers, to the constituents. That's who I would be beholden to. So I don't have to follow the party line. I can speak out. I can advocate. Right now, the sitting MPPs for Doug Ford don't have the opportunity to advocate for their constituents unless they follow the agenda of the prevailing government. So I don't have anybody that I have to be accountable to except for the constituents. So I could be that voice. I could be that person that's knocking on the ministry's doors and saying, we need this, we need this, we need this. And I won't get my hands tapped because there's nobody there that I have to be beholden to. So, and just further, I didn't answer the question about homelessness. So there are hubs that are being implemented across the province. They're called heart hubs. And I believe Windsor has received funding for one, and I think London has as well. Chatham-Kent did apply. So I would advocate for Chatham-Kent to also receive funding for a heart hub. What these hubs are doing is they're dealing firsthand with the homelessness crisis. So with our homeless population, most of these people are dealing, not all, but most are dealing with mental health issues and addictions. And the heart hubs would provide the resources for these people to help them so they can be members of our society again, and they can live and feel valued as we should. Prior to this, Doug Ford has threatened that he's going to use the notwithstanding clause to eradicate all of these encampments. And while I know there's issues on both sides, the people around the encampments and the people within the encampments, I do not believe in infringing on anybody's rights, no matter who you are, whether you're homeless or whether you're a millionaire. Everyone has inherent rights in this country, and we can't compromise those rights of anybody. So I would advocate for a heart hub that would help the people that are living in the encampments and living on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Great. Our final question. As you are well aware, there are a number of petitions circulating asking the provincial government to entertain the de-amalgamation of the municipality of Chatham-Kent. Do you think this is a realistic proposal, and how do you intend to address the concerns and dissatisfaction in the community?
So funny you asked this question. I have been asked by some of the leaders of the de-amalgamation groups across Chatham-Kent how I would handle it. I don't know a lot of the particulars of de-amalgamation. I know it would be a provincial issue that these communities and these cities in Chatham-Kent would have to deal directly with the province. So what I've told them is I would advocate for them. I would be their voice, and I would do what I was asked to do by my constituents. And again, I'm not beholden to the party leader. So let's just say hypothetically, Doug Ford is our premier again. I'm not beholden to him. So I have that freedom to have a voice for the people of Chatham-Kent, those people, those cities that want to de-amalgamate and, you know, explore it. I know it's not easy to de-amalgamate. I don't know if it's even the answer. It's all very preliminary what's happening. I do know firsthand that the people in these communities feel like their voice is not being heard. They feel that their tax dollars are not being valued. So I do empathize with them. I do understand. I think their concerns are very valid. And if not anything, the fact that they are exploring de-amalgamation, I think, is sending a strong message to Chatham-Kent and to the province. So if there's anything that I can do to help these communities, if I was in Queen's Park, I would do whatever I was called to do in order to help them in any way, in any capacity, whether to try to resolve things so that they don't have to take this measure, or if they, you know, wanted to go the whole nine yards and de-amalgamate. I would be that person that would have the ability to help them, because I'm not beholden to any party leader that would tell me that I can't do it.
Rhonda Jubenville, the new blue candidate for Chatham-Kent-Leamington, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Robin. I really appreciate the opportunity.